It's not fair. Such protests are familiar. We care passionately about fairness, but God isn't about fairness, because God treats us better than we deserve. God is deeply generous. How else are we to make sense of Jesus telling the story of the workers in the vineyard? In this story from Matthew chapter 20, Jesus illustrates the nature of the kingdom of God. The generous landowner gives a day's pay to both those who laboured all day and to those who worked for only a few hours. Such generosity prompted those who worked all day to protest that it's not fair. It's not guaranteed that the generosity which characterises God's kingdom will always be well received. God's unfailing love, to use the words of the psalmist, propels us to live generously and challenge the injustices which insult God's kingdom. However, efforts to confront injustice, just like the generous owner of the vineyard, will be said to be naive or even wasteful. There's echoes here of the woman who lavishes expensive perfume on Jesus. Following Jesus by standing up for those who face injustice is uncomfortable terrain. Dom Helder Camara, a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize for his work with the poor in Brazil, expressed this hazard very aptly. When I give food to the poor, they call me a saint. When I ask why the poor have no food, they call me a communist. Confronting injustice requires willingness to embrace struggle. And this is an important aspect of Christian maturity. The free embrace of a struggle often singles us out, because for many, their aim in life might be just the opposite. They may be aiming to avoid struggle and extra hassle, unless it serves self-interest. Discipleship implies the willing embrace of a struggle, because following Jesus involves venturesome love. And by the way, discipleship, because it is about venturesomeness, is not to be mistaken for doing jobs in church. It is far more adventurous terrain than this.